Well, we are pleased to be joined by a legendary artist that is probably, and I kid you not, one of the biggest regrets that I have in my career on the line. Hence, I am nervous beyond belief, anxious, excited, and worried that I'm going to say something stupid because we've got Dina Carter on the line this morning. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so good. You are fine. You are amazing. Thank you.
See? Okay, I'm going to give you the backstory. It was 1997, and you were playing at the Craven Big Valley Jamboree in Saskatchewan. And I met who I thought was going to be the love of my life, and we decided that, you know what, instead of staying for your show, we were going to go ahead and we were going to catch an early supper. And I thought, I'll get to see you again another time. And that other time never happened, and she was not the love of my life.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, yeah. I've held a grudge for nearly 25 years on this one.
Well, priorities, right?
You know, I know you've got a big celebration right now, but how in the world is 1996 25 years ago?
I don't know. It's just gone so fast and so slow, but it's, in all truth, it feels like it's been, and literally, it feels like it's been, when I think about just the music and the touring and the record and all of that, it feels like about 5 to 7 years ago. But when I look at my son, who didn't come till 2004, and now he's 17 years old, I'm like, wow. You know, you feel like elementary school is never going to end. and now I'm going, wait, I want it back, right?
Uh-huh. So obviously driving away with the license and all that thing for the first time, that's a whole new set of emotions, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. He's the age of the song, you know, the age in Strawberry Wine. So believe me, it's not lost on me this year that I'm kind of looking at him with an eyebrow raise like, So where are you going? What are you doing? Now I'm having it in reverse, dealing with my baby, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, like I say, 25 years is something else and something special, and I know you've got the anniversary album, special edition album that is coming out here, and you've got some amazing special guests lined up for it. But before we get to any of that, I want to know, 25 years ago, obviously the music business was a lot different than what it is today, like with the Idol and the voice competitions and all that kind of stuff. You know, can you just put your finger on what it would be like now compared to back then for you?
Oh, my goodness. We talk about it a lot because it's such an interesting thing. Like, that, my album sold, and my record label just told me this. They said, do you know that we were selling 500,000 albums a week for a while? And that meant, and that was in 96 and 7, you know, because it continued on in early 98, but it was still that people had to get in their car, go to a store, pull out their wallet, get a product, put it in a bag, get back in their car, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was a legit walk in and purchase something in a store as opposed to now, how times have changed. And it seems like artists with streaming and all that, it's like they're not, you know, the sales aren't there. The streams may be there, but it's unfortunate that they're not getting to really experience the tangible connection between someone purchasing something. You know, it's different. And I know that they come up in a different way, right? It's different platforms and everything. And I've really been enjoying TikTok and social media. Some elements of that have been really fun. But we said, could you imagine if we just had the reach back then? But they have it now, and it seems like it doesn't translate in sales and connection like it did back in the day. Now, posts and streams and likes and followers and all that, there's all new algorithms for everything. So I'm very respectful of how that works and how meaningful that is. That is a tangibility in itself. But there was just, it was such a dedication for somebody to get in their car and go buy records. That's what we did, you know, back then. So I think I'm happy the way it worked out. I'm happy that we had the physical, the way it went down, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
You know, we always explore the new way, but the new ones can't all go back and feel what it was like back when we had it our way too, you know.
Dina Carter, Garth Brooks, a couple of years ago, told me that he didn't know if he would make it in today like he did back in the 90s. He said, you know what, I was a short, fat kid that maybe could sing a little bit, but I don't think I would have ever been discovered, and I never would have made it on reality TV. I thought that was amazing that Garth Brooks would say that.
Yeah, bless his little heart. I don't know. I think, you know, Garth brought in, he was the first artist to really bring about a huge show in the country music. Like, he bought the lighting. We were on the same label, so I know this. He bought the lighting trust from Kiss, you know.
Yeah.
His shows really did kick in arena touring like no other, you know, and that really upped the bar for artists to come behind in the 90s and have major touring success. So I hear what he's saying, you know, but now we have social media. It's like we all have our own little mini TV shows, you know?
Yeah, for
sure. In a way. I think Garth's doing fine.
Okay. You've got the 25th anniversary, Did I Shave My Legs For This? Of course, it is coming out. And the remastered version, Did I Shave My Legs For This? With some amazing friends. What was it like putting that together?
Oh, my goodness. It was so exciting. And I'm so thankful that Universal Capital Nashville has embraced the anniversary. They've, you know, pulled out all the stops and been so supportive all these years later, just like they were in the beginning. And it was just such an honor to have that team behind me, because obviously this wouldn't be happening without them, and providing an opportunity for me to go back in and re-record Strawberry Wine and Did I Shave My Legs For This with Lauren Elena, Ashley McBride, Kylie Morgan, Martina McBride, Terry Clark, Sarah Evans, and we have Vince Gill on guitar on the two songs, and just amazing. It was I'm so humbled to have the girls like jump at the chance to sing on the song. And so I wanted to really feature them, you know, and let them have their day in the sun with these songs. But, you know, Ashley and Lauren in particular on Strawberry, they're just like, oh my gosh, you know, because they've talked about Strawberry Wine in their interviews and stuff, and
yeah. And
what it meant to them coming up as an artist. And it's just so sweet. It was so amazing to be in the studio. I was moved to tears, literally, with everyone that came in and did their part. And I'm so proud that they get to have their day in the sun on these songs. It's just, I'm like, I didn't even want to be on the songs, frankly. I was just like, well, I'll go in and produce the records like I do, and we'll just get the girls to, you know, do their thing and let them shine. But, of course, I wanted to sing with them as well. So it's really cool. Y'all got to check out the new versions that are coming out on Friday, November 5th. The whole project's coming, and there's archive footage. There's some digital videos from the UK that nobody's ever seen. There's, you know, 10 or 11 extra tracks that were never heard before, that of songwriting, my little journey to try to pick the songs for the record. It's going to be a really neat little thing.
Yeah, I cannot wait to hear it and see it myself. Before I let you run, Dina Carter, though, I tell you, I don't know how you did it, but there's not a lot of people that could get a guy performing Did I Shave My Legs For This, but I think you got Vince Gill nailed down on that.
Oh, I know. He did. His guitar playing is amazing. And, you know, my dad passed like 10 years ago, and he was a guitar player. So I've told Vince, I said, I can't imagine anyone else playing on this record but you, if you would please honor me to put your guitar on Strawberry Wine and Shave. It would just be great. And he did. So he's such a sweetheart.
Well, I cannot wait to hear it. And I guarantee you, the next time you are anywhere near my neighborhood, I will be there for that show because I have to.
Hey, listen, we aren't dead yet, and I'm still touring. You have to come. So you just keep your eyes peeled. If we're closed, you come on down.
You betcha. Dina Carter, thanks so much for doing this. Congratulations on the silver anniversary, and we cannot wait to hear it and pick it up.
Thank you so much. You have a beautiful week.